The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 9th chapter. As Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he rose and followed him. And as Jesus reclined at table in the house, behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and were reclining with Jesus and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" But when he heard it, he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I came not to call the righteous, but sinners." While he was saying these things to them, behold, a ruler came in and knelt before him, saying, "My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her, and she will live." And Jesus rose and followed him with his disciples. And behold, a woman who had suffered from a discharge of blood for 12 years came up behind him and touched the fringe of his garment. For she said to herself, "If I only touch his garment, I will be made well." Jesus turned and seeing her, he said, "Take heart, daughter. Your faith has made you well." And instantly the woman was made well. And when Jesus came to the ruler's house and saw the flute players and the crowd making a commotion, he said, "Go away, for the girl is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. But when the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took her by the hand, and the girl arose. And the report of this went through all of that district. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. "For I came not to call the righteous, but sinners," Jesus said. Odd words, to be sure. Jesus came not for righteous people, but sinful people? True, and he isn't kidding. Just listen to what he did. Out of all the worthy candidates to be a follower, Jesus called Matthew. Matthew was a thief and a traitor. You see, he was a Jew, but he worked for the Romans collecting taxes from his own countrymen. Tax collectors like Matthew were notorious for the extortion of people. You see, Rome demanded a certain amount, but the tax collectors would demand more, and then they would profit the extra. Don't like it? Well, take it up with the Roman soldier with a big sword around whom peaked the Weasley tax collector. And you thought the IRS was bad. Not only did Jesus choose Matthew, he actually hung out with others just like him, reclining at dinner, smoking and joking, as we used to say in the Marine Corps with them, like it was all cool. It's no wonder the Pharisees were offended. The Pharisees had worked their entire lives in service to God. They knew God's law backwards and forwards, and it was their calling to teach and to enforce it. And it didn't take a graduate of Pharisee college to know that Jesus was hanging out with people who were skilled violators of the 7th and 9th commandments, in addition to all the rest. Because remember, to break any commandment is to make oneself an idolater. And that breaks the first commandment, and to break the first commandment is to break them all. These were the people with whom Jesus associated. These were the people for whom he came into the world. And so when questioned by the legal beagles about his lack of taste in friends, Jesus replied, "I desire mercy, not sacrifice." Jesus was quoting Hosea, the hapless prophet of old, commanded by God to do the unthinkable, marry Gomer. And I don't mean Gomer Pyle. Gomer was a prostitute who was not only unfaithful to Hosea, but she got impregnated by other men twice. Still, Hosea, at God's command, searched for her and took her back home every time. And this is the story that Jesus, God Almighty incarnate, used to explain his actions with the calling of Matthew and all the others like him. Now, what are we to make of this? The answer is, when Jesus said he came for sinners and not the righteous, he was being polemical. He was speaking fighting words. And Jesus is never better than when he is being sarcastic. And he was in rare form when he said, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Jesus knew good and well that there are no righteous people, not even one, ever. He knew there are delusional people, like the Pharisees, who think that by their many sacrifices and works and good deeds and obedience, they have made themselves righteous, but he knew they were wrong. God's salvation has never been by human effort and work. God's salvation has been and always will be by his choice to be merciful to the Gomers of this world, among whom all of us are numbered. And that is why Jesus said he came for sinners, because that's all there is. Perhaps you see now that what God in Christ meant when he said he desired mercy, not sacrifice. If God desired sacrifice instead of mercy, there would be no salvation. It was Pablo Picasso who said that the greatest enemy of art is good taste. Well, clearly, God ain't got no taste. I mean, look at us. But God desires mercy. So listen up, all you Gomers and Pharisees and tax collectors and Matthews. Jesus Christ has come for you because you need his mercy, whether you believe it or not. Follow me, he says, again, being sarcastic, as if you actually had a choice. Oh, no, it's too late for that, because his preacher has arrived and God's will is going to be done now. God doesn't want your sacrifice. He doesn't want your good works that are for others or anything else that you might bring to the table. God wants you. And that is why I say to you that you are forgiven without requirement or condition by the Father for Christ's sake. That is your promise from the Christ who desires his mercy be for you. Amen.